Yes, I am. That's very exciting, especially when you start flying. That's what dream yoga is. It's becoming conscious during your dreams, which helps you to become conscious in that space after death, before birth, according to the Tibetans. You can also access the subconscious through breath work, specifically holotropic breath work. Stanislav Grof and his wife Christina, he's a psychiatrist, she is too, I believe, did LSD studies. When LSD was still legal, they did a great number of studies of the psyche and psychotic states through LSD. But then it became illegal for various reasons, and they said, we have to do something that's legal. And they started learning about breathing techniques in India. Basically, holotropic breath work is conscious hyperventilation, like for 2 hours. And what happens is you go into this hyperoxygenated state where your conscious mind goes bye-bye. And your subconscious steps to the forefront. And they play music, loud music, ancient drums. You go into these primal states. It's another way to access the power of the subconscious. This is only tangential to your intuition, but it's relevant. Chanting and drumming and trance dancing. Drugs will work too. LSD will work. But there are certain pros and cons to any drugs. Other than being illegal, there may be some cons as well to taking drugs. So I don't recommend it, but it is one method that has been used in a sacred context in many shamanic cultures. However, trance dancing, when you just dance to music, even blindfolded, drumming, chanting like mantras over and over, ritual activities can put you in a trance. Many swimmers experience it, long-distance swimmers or runners. All these things bring the subconscious to the fore. You start getting impressions from your past, people whose faces you haven't seen in years and years, coming out of the subconscious. And there's a utility in this. The problem with psychotics is that becomes reality to them. It controls them. They don't manage it by recognizing what it is. But when we consciously work with the subconscious and our intuition, we can start to feel life and move through life in a different way, the way animals do, with instinct, the way martial artists do. Any good police officer who's a detective uses intuition. Any good auto mechanic uses intuition. The more you know about a topic, the better your intuition will be, the better informed it will be. If you ever want to do past life readings, study history. I need to tell you about the oracle effect. You've heard of oracles? Oracles were the ancient seers, and they could bring information from the gods down and convey it to people. We call them maybe channels today. They were seers. There are also things called oracles that aren't people, but things. Crystal balls. It's called scrying. Scrying. Looking in a crystal ball to determine information. Reading tea leaves. The I Ching, the Chinese Book of Changes, which you throw coins down and you find the right page, you ask it a question and it gives you a general answer of wisdom. This is the oracle effect. You know about the Rorschach ink blot? In psychoanalysis, psychotherapy, it's used as a diagnostic tool. You're shown an ink blot, you know, some ink, and you look at it, and it's symmetrical, and it doesn't look like anything except to you. You look at it and go, that looks like two people making love. And they show you another ink blot, and you go, that's two animals making love. And they show you another one and you go, oh, this is a person and an animal. Never mind. The point is, they go, oh, you're obsessed with sex. And they go, you go, no, you're the one showing me all the dirty pictures. The point I'm making is, the Rorschach looks like nothing, but we project our own subconscious meaning on it. It's a diagnostic tool, but that's how crystal ball gazing works. There's nothing in the crystal ball. So what you see is your own subconscious. You access your subconscious wisdom and messages through that. The tea leaves are just a random scattering of leaves. But in that, you read it. You can look at clouds. The I Ching doesn't say anything specific. The wisdom of waiting. The clouds always stop over the open pond, whatever. But you read into that the meaning as it applies to your situation. So it accesses your own intuition. These are good ways. Oracles are good tools. Astrology is an oracle. The Tarot is an oracle, an ancient book, a holy book, in which we read meaning by different symbols. The runes, the ancient Viking and the Nordic runes, the stones with different symbols on them that mean things, all these are oracular tools. You can use these to draw out your own intuition. But the point I want to emphasize, as useful as they can be, they're training wheels. They're only training wheels or crutches for your own powers. You can know instantly without using any of those things. You are an oracle. You may not have fully discovered it yet, but when you start to trust your intuition, life changes. And again, to close off the section on trusting your intuition, remember where faith comes in. Faith is the intuition that everything that happens and any decision you make is for your highest good and learning. Whether you like it or not, whether it's easy or difficult, it's for your highest good and learning. So you need faith when you make intuitive decisions. Not that, oh good, if I trust my intuition, it'll work out great for me. It may give you new challenges that will develop you in ways you couldn't have guessed.